You are listening to the Technical SEO Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the Tech SEO Podcast, which is hosted by myself, Kira Davidson, a senior SEO executive at Salt. This episode is with Soren, from the CEO of Audisto. It's great having you joining me today. I can't wait to get to talk about automated testing. Let's kick things off by seeing how you are.
Hey, Kira. Great to be here. Yeah, I'm fine. It's really great weather here. So finally, the summer is kicking in,
at least in Germany. Have you had the same issue with us where we've had like rain for weeks upon weeks and then we finally had like a mini heat wave?
Yeah, we recently had a heat wave as well. So there was quite a few days.
That's lovely. What always happens is we're always like, oh, we really want some sun. And then when we finally get the sun, we're like, oh, it's too hot.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong weather. Exactly. I mean, for us, at least, it's a topic. If you're like in a place like Singapore or something, the weather is not a conversation topic.
Really?
Like in Europe, everyone is talking about the weather because it's too hot, it's too wet, it changes all the time. And if you're in a place like Singapore, they have either it's dry or the monsoon is like raining, but the temperatures are like near more or less the same. Weather is not a conversation topic, interestingly.
That's crazy. I'd never have known that. Thank you. So you're a CEO now. But I'm assuming that's not how you started in the industry. How long have you been in SEO, so to speak?
Oh, I think meanwhile, it's around more than 15 years or something. I mean, SEO started for me back then when I was still studying, and then I wrote my own blogs and then realized, okay, if you put in the time, do some research about like the topics that your readers are interested in, then the articles you write are like much more successful. So that's how it like all started, like way back then. And then on the way to Audisto, I did different things. I was the CEO of SEOlytics. That was like a rank tracker for enterprise business. We sold that company to Systrix.
Okay.
And in between, I was also working for a web analytics SaaS business. Yeah, and now it's Audisto. And Audisto started 10 years ago now. We this year is our jubilee. So it's
amazing.
10 years ago it started. And it started as a technical website crawler. So the basic tool that we offer since the beginning is like a technical SEO and structure analysis software.
Yeah.
And since 3 years, we also operate a second solution, so to speak, but it's connected with the crawler, but focusing on the automated like technical testing and monitoring. And from the business side of things, Audisto is focused on enterprise clients. So our software is like scalable, can easily analyze like 500 million URLs or more. So the focus is really like enterprise side of things, not the SMB things.
Oh, that's really interesting. And do you know when you are like doing automated testing for large sites, do you use like CI/CD to do that? So you've got like it's basically continuously checking before deployment.
No, there's different ways how to do testing and monitoring. And we can elaborate on that like in some minutes, but basically for us, the testing part is based on the crawler because we have the crawler expertise.
Okay.
So the technical SEO crawler is the basis for the data that the testing and monitoring analyzes.
Oh, cool.
And this from the different like ways how you can and do testing, the thing that many do is like they do manual testing. Everyone is like check. If you check like a client website, that's manual testing, so to speak, right? And you can do that. It's really great for realizing new problems. I mean, no software will ever like tell you all the issues that you have. So usually you need to like realize it beforehand, but it's expensive and it does not scale. And the whole testing topic in like different industries, they utilize it more and more since several years. But in SEO, I mean, you know how it is, the SEO specialist is rare. Everyone wants like more SEO specialists, especially like technical SEO focused specialists, and the time is expensive and people are checking for titles and snippets and whatever, which really does not make sense. That if you have like a large e-commerce website, no one in their mind is like writing all the titles like with a human. You develop an automatism where you say, okay, this is like the category, this is like the product, and then you combine and then create some things that you can scale through the whole platform. And then maybe for like the most important products, you fine tune it manually or something, right?
Yeah.
But that's why we developed the testing and monitoring, because from the technical SEO perspective, we have some clients, they do a technical SEO audit and then they realize, okay, there's a lot of stuff. It's broken. We need to fix it. And then they fix it. And then it takes them 2 months. And afterwards, then they just skip it. And like half a year or a year later, then they come again and then do another audit and then realize, oh, there's a lot of stuff that's broken. And maybe in between they realize all stuff is broken and it costs us money. So maybe we need to do something. And that's an approach where we say, yeah, but that's so short-sighted. And we have some clients that did not have any safeguards at all. And if it's a good running shop, then it's really easy to have like 50,000 euros or 100,000 euros with like some faulty changes that no one wanted, but no one realized quickly enough, right?
Yeah. So you would you say then you're able to catch issues earlier and potentially roll out changes before like they become very large on scale?
Yeah, well, the idea behind the automated testing is that if you compare it to like a one-time audit, you do a continuous testing on your site. So it's not like once a month or something, but it's like continuous. So if you would do this, then you would like analyze yourself 24/7, more or less, or at least like once a day. Let's take it easy and say, okay, I want to analyze it like once a day. And then maybe I have some issues where I say, this is a critical issue. If this is happening to my shop or to my site, I lose money immediately. So if there's just like one faulty modification, I need to know immediately. So that's like the two ways you want to know it. And sometimes I do an audit or something, that's like this, you want to not like realize there's changes like retrospectively after the change happened. You want to realize the issues, right? So, I mean, if I realize, oh, 3 days ago, our content management system unfortunately changed like all the titles and all the snippet to some default text.
Yeah.
So now Google starts indexing lorem ipsum, whatever, right? I mean, that's a really easy example, really simple, but it happens. And most systems do not have safeguards against something like this. So if someone like moves into automated testing, then you have companies that already use unit tests, integration tests, and they have some test solutions that they combine with the development process itself, which are great to test for program logic, can also test more complex stuff, but they sometimes don't scale well because a developer has to write a test for like every different type of page and every different like product and stuff like that, and usually writing tests is not like the favorite part of every developer, and developing time is like short as well. So we write some tests, it's working, but so we sometimes see that it makes less sense that the developer writes his own test, because he will write a test that works exactly for like the ticket, what he did like in the programming.
Yeah.
So then some companies then have Q&A people working on testing, but then again, it's often manual work. Sometimes they do some user testing, like they use something like Selenium or something to test, is the login process working and stuff like that. And this is like approaches you need to do anyway.
So yeah.
Like what we do is that, or someone else can do with a crawler, it will never like change this process, because you need to do this function test anyway, right? But the beauty, how you can do crawler-based testing is that it is very flexible. Everyone can run it like at any time, so to speak. And because the crawler can analyze what the final user sees, this also means that in the end, you can also test stuff like logic and code, or like the database content or something.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. You should test it at a different part of your process, mm-hmm. but often the process is not there, or you do not have the solution stuff. Like in my favorite example from e-commerce is like an incorrect price in the database. Of course, you should have some kind of like logic to analyze for this within yeah. your own system, but many don't. So if we talk about e-commerce and say like, yeah, you do not want to offer a product for €0 or something, and everyone is laughing, you're like, yeah, but that's not happening. But it is. And my highest example was like a B2B shop. They were like selling some compressors, and they yeah. had a compressor for €5,000 in the shop, and they were selling it for €0.
Wow.
But you had to pay €5 postal fee because you didn't manage to get to the €50 fee where they would send it yeah. to me for free, right? So, or you have some marketing bundles where the shop system is not smart enough after the bundle is entwined to correct it, and then you have like a byproduct you're still selling for €0. We have one SEO, he ordered just to try it out 50 times the €0 product, and the system sent it out, so he had 50 of the products at home.
Wow.
It was not the compressor, it was like a marketing item that cost like €3 or something, right? But mm-hmm. nonetheless, so the systems exactly. are stupid often.
So
that's yeah. So that's why with a crawler, at least you can test for everything that the final user sees or like operates with. You can use leave the SEO bubble rather quickly. Also test for like a price is not an SEO topic, right?
Yeah.
Or is there like a buy button or something like that? Right. But sometimes it can help to look into other topics. We have some SEO teams where they realized, yeah, if we don't want to do like the testing, like manual testing again and again and again. And they realized, okay, we can automate it and we would love to do it, but they had no idea how to get the budget for it. And then they looked what other topics do they have that can impact the business. And then they realized, okay, we're selling products where we are legally obliged to write certain things in the product description. And then they went to the legal department and asked, yeah, and last year, how many legal issues did we have where this was not properly done? And what did it cost? And legal department said, yeah, it happened 3 times, cost us €45,000. And then the SEO said, yeah, if I can bring you a solution for a few €1,000s that can prevent this ever happening, do you want to have it? And legal was like, yeah, immediately. So then the SEOs would like take care of, I don't know, 5 or 6 tests for the legal department, and legal department was paying for the solution.
That is so good.
So
I didn't realize you could use it for looking at basically referencing your database for price as well as what's being shown on the site, and also for using it for like referencing if specific legal requirements have been met or stuff like that, which is really interesting.
If you use a crawler-based testing, it's the same than if you would use like a technical SEO auditing tool. You can analyze everything the crawler sees and can analyze. And if we talk about SEO based tests, then it depends on the solution that you would use if you can utilize the additional logic for it, right? So if with Audisto, I mean, the background is like the technical SEO crawling and an auditing tool. So then of course there's like technical hints and logic that's like SEO focused that you could use to quickly, with a few clicks, generate SEO tests, right? If you want to do something else that's like e-commerce based and you have some elements of your website that you want to test from the HTML source code or something, of course, then you need to like write a test, utilize maybe XPath and regex and stuff like that. But so that depends a little bit on the solution you would use. But I know that there are some SEOs that try to incorporate more and more like testing solutions with the development process. And that can work as well. It really depends a little bit on the setup that you have and how many resources do you have. If it's like a developer who needs to like work on a test, sometimes we talk with people that want to get into the testing topic.
Yeah.
And then the SEO guy gets like someone from the IT in the discussions, and the IT says, yeah, but we have systems and we can do everything like in-house. It's like, yeah, that's perfect. And then the SEO writes like a test plan, what like the different topics you want to test, and then he gives it to the IT, and the IT says, oh yeah, no, that's like not that easy. Yeah, and some tests are more complicated. This test takes like 1 month because we do not have like full resources for you, of course. And then in the end, then the SEO test plan would take half a year until it's up and running.
Wow.
And maintaining everything, right? It takes more. And so it really depends a little bit on the resources that you have. If it may be, it makes more sense to like buy a software solution that's like €500 per month. And so it really depends how you do it. And yeah, but we see that too few people do proper testing on their websites and their shop. Some do template testing, but even with template testing, I mean, there's lots of issues involved.
I've currently got a client doing template testing and it has gone completely wrong. They followed all of Google's guidelines when briefing their developers, but their developers basically needed a quick fix. So they rolled out the whole template across the whole site, and there's like maybe 5,000 pages. So there's like a B variant across the whole site, and there's like the original variant. And we're just having massive headaches because despite them being canonicalized, Google is preferring to the new template for mobile and is choosing to return that page to smartphone users in the SERPs. So we're now having to remove that in Search Console from the URL remover tool.
Yeah, I mean, the main issue I have with template testing is that usually what's happening is someone decides, okay, we want to do some testing, and we have different templates we want to test. And then they take between 3 and 10 example URLs per template. And that's what they're testing. But since no one wants to adjust the test like once a week or something, always people use the most stable products that they have, the evergreen products. They're always there, that always have been there. And then there's like 10,000 new products the shop launches. And because it's product data from some third party or whatever, and it wasn't cleaned up, it's like totally screwed up. But no one will realize it because they're just testing like this handful of URLs. And so that's usually the stuff that breaks is like the new products, the new stuff that's happening. And of course, you could like adjust the template testing, but as long as you do some list testing, so to speak, so you have a list of URLs that are testing, you will always miss stuff. So I would always suggest to have like a pattern-based approach and analyze everything. So if I have a shop that has like 50,000 products, I don't want to just test 10 products. I want to test 50,000 products. And the way I would advise to do is to do it pattern-based. So basically, you tell the system, okay, this URL is a product page. And the system can recognize it by whatever div tags or however technically you can identify it. And then you define like the status green for this product page. You say, okay, this product page has certain requirements. I have SEO requirements concerning the title, the description, indexability, and everything. And then maybe also you have other topics that like leave the SEO bubble, right? And then you, if you do it like crawler-based testing scales very well. So you can just tell the crawler, I mean, if you do a technical SEO analysis, you will crawl the full domain as well.
Yeah.
And so based on this, this you do with the testing and the monitoring as well. And if it's pattern-based, for the system itself, it doesn't matter if like 5,000 new products entered the shop or left the shop, because it will just analyze all product pages based on the pattern. And then you cannot miss anything.
Oh, wow. That is so good. That is amazing.
So, I mean,
you prevent so many future issues potentially by doing it like that.
Yeah. The thing is that how many people do you know that do a relaunch, like a website relaunch, and they do some technical SEO audits, and then they do the relaunch, and maybe afterwards they do an audit as well. But I mean, you could take like the same like testing and monitoring approach and really like go together with the relaunch process, have like continuous SEO testing on staging and accompany staging, going to live and everything. And so it's sometimes I'm really surprised how much like hardship people like put on their own desk because they don't like, I don't know, maybe not creative enough, or maybe sometimes like think too small when it comes to like scalability and like continuous analysis and stuff like that.
That's so interesting. So you mentioned how you could, you know, if you're doing like a relaunch, you could roll out automated testing for that. Are there any other common examples where you'd use it?
Yeah, basically everything where you have a dynamic system and you think it changes.
Okay. So,
a relaunch, of course, is a good example because maybe you want to have some quality criteria tested on the staging before it goes live, because you don't want to mess it up. Mm-hmm. And there are many examples of relaunch cases where by whatever reasons, something went wrong and it hurt. So this is like a good example of how to have a continuous testing on the staging, because especially if your setup is more complex, if it's like a small company and you have a few developers and they do it by themselves, then that's fine. But if we talk about an enterprise case, then usually you have some people sitting in-house, then maybe you have IT development in the UK, maybe they have a second team in Portugal, mm-hmm. Or Russia or something, and then they have like an extra agency, and then it's like so many moving parts.
Yeah.
And just to keep focus like on the bird's eye perspective is quite hard. And then something releases because of course time is of the issue. And so you can, of course, accompany that. And basically every case, the thing is that many companies that never did testing and monitoring, they say like, yeah, but this cannot happen to us. Nah, we don't need it. And of course, this is if you want to do proper like testing and monitoring, it's not something where you can just take some software solution and magically press two buttons and everything will be covered.
Yeah,
that's not how it works usually. There are some solutions out there that come with like a set of like basic and very simple tests. But if you want to do it right, you need to create like a proper test plan, and you need to define what's like the status green for a different page, right? Mm-hmm. And then in addition, it comes down to how much experience do you have. Just as an example for a test, then you have some solution that test. There needs to be an SEO test for a title. So of course the title needs to be there, but that's not a good test because it's like too simple. If you want to just for the title, if you want to test for it, of course you want to test. The title needs to be there, So it's not supposed to be missing, but it's also not supposed to be empty. And the title is also not supposed to be outside the head. And the title is supposed to occur just once and not twice or thrice. And it's not supposed to be too short and not supposed to be too long. So you realize, okay, just like a simple thing like the title, if I want to do like a proper test for it, I need to think big and need to realize, okay, what's like the characteristics, like the quality characteristics.
Right? I didn't realize, for example, like you just mentioned there, for like a title tag, that there'd be so many different things that would be required to be considered when planning out the test. So do you know if, is it just like SEOs and developers that work together to do these tests, or does someone exist as like a specialist automated tester? Is that a thing?
You have many companies that have Q&A resources, but usually they're not focused on the SEO topics. So the SEOs that we get into discussion about testing and monitoring usually are the ones that realize, okay, we have a complex system by whatever legacy reasons, and stuff breaks and breaks and breaks, and we need to do all the manual work. So back to what I mentioned in the beginning, you have a technical SEO specialist and he's like doing minor tickets for like the developers.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense for the company and makes no sense for the SEO. So then they realize there must be a better way. There must be a way to automate it, because I've wrote now this ticket with the same topic. I've wrote it for like the 10th time. Does not make sense for anyone. So that's like one example. Another example is sometimes you have SEO cases where, for example, they have some a business case where the company says, yeah, it's working very well for the three countries we are already in. We decided we want to go in 10 more countries and copy the business case into different countries. And then, yeah, but we do not want to like hire more people to do it. And then the SEO team says like, yeah, but like, the content is written by different people and so many moving parts, like also for the other countries, stuff breaks. And our team still has the same size. So then we need to do some automation, because else it also makes no sense, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. So for example, if a client was wanting to expand in different regions, to ensure that it's being implemented successfully and there's no glaring errors or issues that are being discovered, you could use like automated testing and monitoring to see how successful it's been and to pick up on any issues after the implementation.
Yeah, and another, of course, if someone had like an impact, a negative impact on the business, then they are like quite eager to prevent it again, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was mentioning, that some people say like, we do not need it. And then you have others that, yeah, that it cost them like 40,000 euros because it just took a while until they realized something broke, right? So they're really quick to get a solution to prevent it. But it depends a little bit on, do you have like a history where you know what this kind of like automation could be worse to you because you save money, be it from the technical side or the legal part or the SEO that says, yeah, we need to automate stuff because the specialist doing scrubbing like really simple tickets for the developers that it does not make sense. And when it comes to the test itself, like you said, that the complexity of, for example, a title test or something, I think that's something that depends a little bit on the technical SEO approach people take. I mean, many people do audits with Screaming Frog, for example, and Screaming Frog is a great tool and everyone is using it. But of course, there's like other solutions that go much more into technical detail. And so it depends a little bit on what you do. And then usually if someone starts to use solutions where it's more technical tests and details, usually you find a lot of stuff and anomalies that you had no idea that exists. So
Yeah, I bet the data at the end of it would be really eye-opening, because you probably have found lots of anomalies or things that you didn't even know existed.
You always need to decide then, is it like an area of focus to fix this, or I don't care? But at least it needs to be like a decision made by you and not by like chance.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got the data then to prove it, and you can make, like you said, make decisions based off that to see whether it would actually have an impact.
Yeah, and data is could also be important to drive this topic like internally more. I mean, even without, I can only speak from like the point of view from Odisto, right? But I assume other solutions can offer this as well. But even without the monitoring, if you use a technical SEO crawler to analyze the site, there's also many solutions where you can use a scheduling and do automated crawlings. So makes no sense to just like crawl every now and then, but if it's like from a business point of view, it's important for me, then at least I would say, okay, I want to crawl like, I don't know, once a week at least. Yeah. And then you have some kind of documentation for all the KPIs. And if something breaks or something goes wrong, and then you have the data, and then you could take the data internally, maybe even you saw it fast enough that you're like the first person to raise the hand and say, okay, your stuff broke, right?
Yeah.
But else, even like from a retrospective, you could like take the data and say, okay, we could prevent this. If it's important to you, we can start developing a process to prevent it in the future. And then in addition, especially for the SEO, get like many of the minor tasks like out of the way because you automate them.
Yeah. And do you know the crawling? Is it like local crawling or is it like cloud crawling?
It depends on the solution that you would use.
Oh,
for,
okay.
Odisto, it's cloud crawling. I think that if you want to do like proper testing and monitoring, of course you could develop something on your own with like a local crawler that's running on your machine. And I'm quite sure some people do, but it's when it comes to this kind of solution, there's always the buy or make decision that you have to do. I know many agencies, for example, that started to create their own like crawler solutions or analyzers and stuff like that because they had someone technical capable to do it.
Yeah.
And then at some point, because it was just one person and he's sick and something needs to get fixed, the process like stops working or stuff like that. So, and in addition, usually someone who is like doing it more like a hobby, if most likely never the real amount of hours that goes into developing something on your own is like calculated properly.
Yeah.
So especially in technical SEO, I mean, it depends a little bit. If someone's like really interested and he wants to do it and it's fun and the company does it more as like a bonus to this person, then the company needs to judge the risks. If this person leaves the company or if he gets sick, is in the hospital or something like that, right? Can we still use it? Can it break?
That's a good point.
Make or buy is should usually be like a strategic decision.
I would never have considered it from that point because, it's sort of normal for people to be ill or people to leave companies. And if a sole individual has created that tool and then leaves, it could mean that the tool's then redundant.
Yeah, or you need to put additional stress on an employee. I know of one case where it was an in-house team and they were like maintaining an own solution. But like the example, it was just one person. And then he was on holidays and things broke and they couldn't work with it. So then they pressured him during his holidays in the evenings when the family was asleep to like two nights, like work to fix it.
Oh, wow.
And of course, So, but it really depends. I know both sides it can both work both, of course.
I never realized that how sort of automated testing and monitoring could be used in technical SEO. It all felt always a bit above my head. Whereas since speaking with you today, it's kind of made the topic less complex and a lot easier to understand, which is really good. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're just like covering like the basics. Of course, we could discuss this for like 3 hours and every like different part in detail. But I think that sometimes people lack like the fantasy. What could you do is like automation and also like the testing and monitoring, what can be done and how can you use it? It's because it's so flexible, what you can do is that I know many SEO teams that use it in a really flexible basis, even, I don't know, like start some kind of creative SIN content analysis.
Yeah.
Because they use XPath and then they count elements on a page or something. So you can, when it's like a testing approach and the solution is flexible enough, you can create tests for everything that you can imagine, as long as it's technical, like from a technical point of view, it's possible to test it, right?
Yeah. It really is like endless, which is really good to know. And I definitely think it's something that I should bear in mind for future when, for example, doing migrations or relaunches. I think it'd be really interesting to see the results with it.
Yeah, we recently, it goes not so deep into like testing details, but we recently released a guide for relaunch monitoring. It's more like a strategic project management plan.
Yeah.
How to do it, but if you or anyone is interested, can go in the guide section at audisto.com. There's a checklist there as well, and awesome. Goes in a similar direction, I would say.
That sounds amazing. Thank you for that. I'll definitely take a look at that after this. Thank you. I think we've managed to cover the topic pretty well. I've definitely learned a lot, and I think from here I need to just spend some time. But further understanding the topic now that it makes sense to me. So I really appreciate you joining me today. And hopefully other people have liked it as well. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's great. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, Kira, then thanks for having me. And happy to discuss any findings that you have or any questions. So just let me know.
Thank you very much. Thank you.